Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are super excited to walk this journey with you. I'm Trenise.
And I'm Latresa.
And we're so excited to be able to share this moment with you. This is our first episode. And we haven't came up with a name for it. So along the way, we might ask you all to help us with that. But we're starting this podcast one because we're on a mission and we're entrepreneurs, we're women, and we're in a space, we're believers, and we're in this space learning as we go, building the plane as we go. But what we also noticed was a gap in our journey. So we wanted to be able to fill that gap for some people along the way. Latricia, would you like to chime in?
Oh yeah. So thank you, Janice. It's crazy how we're starting this journey to come together to bring our expertise to the table, because we did see a gap, and that gap is that there weren't women voices that we saw, right, that were striving to, one, master this full-time job life and entrepreneur slash keeping everything, Christian based. And this is not saying that there aren't entrepreneurs who are Christians, who are women, who are out there. They're definitely out there. But we wanted to create a platform to where we can share, our business, but also our beliefs, as Trinice said, and how we bring those two things together, how we make decisions, how we work with others, and really just how we do this thing called life, because it's not just about making money, even though money is important because it helps, but also that there are a lot of things that we have going on in our lives that we think is important that we can bring to the table.
Yeah, that's so good. That's good. I guess I'll just share a little bit about myself. A 80s baby. Not gonna share my age. 80s baby. And currently single. Again, working full-time job, also building a nonprofit, but at the same time going through an entrepreneurial journey while also trying to grow as a Christian believer, also trying to grow spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, in all areas of my life. So I'll be sharing from that aspect, and I'm just super excited to go on this journey.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I'm excited for your journey. I know we'll talk a little bit about how we got connected to each other in a little bit, and I'll tell you a little bit about me. So I am Latresa Griffin, Latresa Pugh Griffin, because I am married, so I'm coming in from the marriage perspective and an entrepreneur. I've been in Alabama my whole life. I'm an 80s baby as well, and but moved to the Tuscaloosa area for college, and I stayed here. So really, in that aspect, I'll be coming from the marriage perspective, balancing it out while doing entrepreneurship. We're still fresh in the marriage. I guess we're still considered newlyweds. So we're approaching our second year anniversary. So we're excited about that. But yeah, but just excited to give that take, and having those different views, and just going back and forth with each other and piggybacking off each other and growing together. Because there are things that you can learn from people who are single, and you can learn from people who are married too. So actually, you can learn from anybody. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're in. So just excited about that. So that's a little bit about me.
So clap it up, y'all in the audience. We're clapping it up for those 2 years, that 2 year anniversary. That's awesome. So I'm saying congratulations. And to a lot of people in the audience, y'all saying congratulations too. So that is awesome. So let's talk about how we met so they'll know how me and you where we joined it on the journey, and let's talk about that.
Okay. I'm gonna go first only because you weren't there when I started going there. So
I wasn't.
Yeah. So I came to Tuscaloosa, moved away for like a year, but then I came back and started, you know, I joined a church here locally, and you know, serving there, doing, you know, things, you know, playing for the choir, singing in the choir, playing. I was doing a lot, but at any rate, yeah. So I was at church, and we actually ended up serving on ministry together as part of the media ministry. And Janice, you know, came back into town, and from there, you know, just talking with one another, asking about each other's goals, and I eventually became her financial coach. Mm-hmm. So that's actually the walk of the entrepreneur that I'm in. I'm a financial coach, and you'll hear more about my business later on. So, Janice.
Well, look, you pretty much just summed it up that we met. Again, she was there before I became a member of First African Baptist. Mm-hmm. And through that journey, just working in ministry together. And me personally, I just saw her dedication, her commitment. And I knew, I was like, man, this is somebody that I want to network with and be a relationship with. Because that's on the journey. That's one thing you would probably want to write down in your notes. Definitely find people that have the same beliefs as you, the same values that you can have communication with, but also network with and probably grow and build with. And as she said, she became my financial coach, and she's an awesome coach because I think I had a 500 in credit. And once I left with her and did the work that she showed me to do, I ended up with a 700, I think it was like 726 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it was a big growth span. And throughout this time, me and her I'll say we're friends. Because I know that I definitely could call her if I need to talk to her about anything I'm going through. And to me, she's a great counselor because she'll give me some advice in a minute. We might have a conversation about one thing or a meeting. We think we're doing business, and we have a whole Bible study that happened.
Right. And like, just, you know, Shanice, I can just remember. Now, I'm really bad with time frames for many people. I just want to get that disclaimer out. So I actually have one of my friends. We still don't know how we met. Like, we just decided to pick a time frame, even though we know this is not the accurate time frame. We just gonna say this is it. But at any rate, one of the things I noticed about Shanice, like, that she was always interested in learning. So just asking questions of how could she get better at whatever task it was. And, you know, having that type of spirit, that demeanor, is really important with anything that you're trying to improve upon or just trying to grow in that area. And those are the type of people that I like to be around, you know, people who are willing to learn, people who are willing to ask questions. Not because I'm saying that I'm an expert, I'm just saying in general, like, it can be they asking someone else a question and I'll be excited about them asking questions. So you know, that was probably one of the things, like, when I'm ready to help people, I tend, especially if it's someone that I know, I watch their intention to details or how they operate, because I can pretty much gauge what type of client there be based off of their interactions with others. So, you know, just always staying in that observing mode is something that's good for me. So just talking about the goals of the show, which we've touched on it a little bit. Mm-hmm. The goals of this I said show podcast. The goal of this podcast.
So, hey, look, you calling it, you speaking it, because it's probably going to be better, bigger and better than a podcast. It might be a show eventually.
All right, then. All right. So, yeah, but the point, the emphasis of this podcast is really to provide a space for personal development for women who are striving to grow in entrepreneurship and learning how to balance life with it, right? So all those things go together. It's not just about entrepreneurship. It's not just about life. All those things come together, and we're going to talk about those two factors, mainly, like I said, in personal development, but also talk about life in general and the challenges that we're going through, how we are looking at those things and seeing how we're going to push ourselves past that to continue to grow, because we're not perfect and we're not expecting anybody to be perfect, but we are two individuals who are striving to progress every single day. So that's the goal of the show. Hope you stay tuned, and you're looking forward to the journey. So go ahead and subscribe, and we'll see you all next time.
See you next time.
All right.